From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of our producers handed me the new CD, American Slang, from the band The Gaslight Anthem, and said, it sounds best when you're driving with the windows down. And he's right. So go ahead, crank it. The Gaslight Anthem got together 5 years ago. They sprang from the punk scene in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Lead singer Brian Fallon has described the band's sound as blue-collared soul. And Brian Fallon joins us now from our New York bureau. Brian, what does that mean to you, blue-collared soul?
I think it comes from that, the working-class guys that speak in their own kind of language that, you know, grew up on soul music. And for us, it was a little different than what maybe would be a Motown sound or the Memphis sound, where they would be talking about love. We were kind of talking about getting by.
Something native to New Jersey, do you think, in that sound?
Native? I don't know about to New Jersey. It seems more prevalent in New Jersey. Maybe they corralled those kind of people into New Jersey.
That's where they all ended up, you think?
Yes. Central Jersey is the backbone of America.
Let's get this out of the way right away, because Bruce Springsteen, of course, the rock god from New Jersey, and you've talked a lot about his influence on you. You've actually made direct references to lyrics from his songs in your songs before. How much of his sound do you think you hear in yours?
Sound-wise, it's always been kind of a funny thing for me, because his sound is kind of a different thing where you can't really capture it, and I feel like we've never really kind of captured that kind of specific sound that he's got. I think it's more of a he was, you know, like that kind of guy that just, you can come from nothing and be everything to everyone. That's the kind of inspiration. The sound, I think, kind of comes more in the sentiment.
You know, I have to say, this was not the first thing I was thinking of when I was listening to the CD, but once I did start thinking about it and listening to your voice, I did start hearing shades of Bruce Springsteen, and I noticed it especially in the song Old Haunts.
Really?
Yeah. Let's take a listen. Especially right there on that word baby, I'm hearing a lot of Bruce in there. Do you hear it too?
No, actually, it's kind of funny, because those are the moments where we were going for kind of Otis Redding, Joe Strummer vibe. You know, I'm glad that people hear different things than I do, or else it would be stagnant where I left it off, you know, and there wouldn't be any kind of need for anyone else's interpretation, which is not really good in music. So don't sing me your songs about the good times. Those days are gone and you should just let them go.
Brian, do you remember when you were a kid, when you really found music, started thinking, this is where I want to be?
Probably when I was around 12. My mother was very interested in music, and she had said, you know, maybe you want to give this a shot and see what happens with a guitar and see if you like it. And that's when I really kind of picked it up and decided that there was a whole other world to be discovered out there.
Was there something you were listening to that made you think, this is really what's got me?
That was in my, you know, point where I was listening to a lot of just big rock and roll bands like Guns N' Roses and things like that. So I didn't really, that always kind of escaped me. I just thought it was great to listen to, but it wasn't anything that like really spoke to me that I thought, oh, this is a parallel of my life, until I was on a paper route with my mother, and Just Like a Woman came on the radio by Bob Dylan, and I didn't know who Bob Dylan was at that age. And that is the moment that kind of, I realized that you could just kind of say what you were saying in your heart, and that could be music. It didn't have to be these big, you know, it wasn't Appetite for Destruction by any means. Got your pride and your prose, got just like a Tommy gun, somewhere in the
I wanted to ask you about the song Boxer and the character here, the character who has tattooed knuckles and who's taken it on the chin. Who is this guy?
Oh, who isn't that guy?
Hmm.
I think that it's just about a lot of people that I've seen who've kind of, you know, found some sort of thing that has kind of crippled them or knocked them down and that they've had to be picked up from and find. You have to find something that kind of carries you through your days. And a lot of the times people find that that's just hearing something on the music and remembering what you started when you were, you know, kind of finding your place in the world. And your tattooed knuckles, oh, how they grind down. Try to be a man, tough just like your father. Try to settle down, boy, like a calm down. Remember them songs and the reasons we were singing for. But he said he just doesn't miss her. And he says it's somewhere.
You think there's some redemption in this song?
Yeah, there's redemption in every song.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens if there's not?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, that's the endless search, I think, for musicians and for searchers in general. Those people who are looking for something. I think that that's the heavy weight that people carry around. Guys like anybody that we've talked about, Bruce or Bob or Tom Waits or any of those guys, I think there's some sort of, you know, redemption being searched for.
It's interesting that you think there is redemption in these songs, because I know a bunch of people have said these songs are quite a bit darker than some of your earlier stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that when you get away from a little bit of that youthful wonder thing and you grow a little bit older, sometimes you tend to look at things in your past and you find out that it's not exactly the way that you had planned. And then there's things that you can't change anymore. There's a past that you have to live with and a future that you have to try and recover rather than create. Remember when I knew Fox,
baby? What's changed about the Gaslight Anthem, do you think, in the time you've been together? It's been 5 years now.
Everything pretty much has changed. When we started out, we were just a bunch of kids playing as fast as we could and trying to make a little spot for ourselves in the music industry of our local scene. And it's kind of become, you know, four grown-ups that are looking at each other trying to find a place in the world in a different way where they can take care of their families and kind of add something to this chapter of music that we've been listening to that's worth listening to in 20 years and you know, write our own story.
Well, Brian Fallon, it's great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The new album from the Gaslight Anthem is called American Slang, and you can listen to the entire CD at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.